We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk at 3:30. We'll ask him if he thinks the 49ers reached out to Ben, if he's heard any more about that. So, Mike Tomlin's doing the Pro Day Tour. Tomorrow he'll be at Alabama's Pro Day. Right now he's at Ohio State, and last night he took out Ohio State's big offensive lineman, DeJuan Jones, 6'8", 375, and Paris Johnson, the All-American left tackle, to Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse in Columbus.
You're familiar with Jeff Ruby's.
Jeff Ruby's, where I went and got to eat for free, thanks to Boomer Esiason.
In Nashville, right?
With yes.
Greg?
Yep. And we were nervous that we thought they were just giving us a nice seat. So originally we were very careful about what we were ordering. And then we found out at the end that it was all on them.
And had you taken sufficient advantage of it by then?
Yeah, but I could have taken
more advantage.
I could have had two or three more drinks, maybe a dessert.
See, there, if I know something's being comped, I'm more about I want to eat the food. Like, the drinks are nice, but I would want to eat the food.
Why not have it all? In that situation, I could have had it all.
So Tomlin just takes him out, wines him, and dines him. That's part of the team's
budget? I'm thinking, well, this was a dead giveaway that he really didn't want to draft me. I go out to a dive bar for wings.
Yeah, we went to a wing joint.
And these guys, this 400-pound man, goes to a place where...
Now, did DeJuan Jones and Paris Johnson both feel pressure to not maybe order what they would normally order?
Donnie, see if you can look up Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse menu online to see how much their steaks go for.
I'm assuming like in the $90 to $100 range, right? For a nice top bone-in ribeye. My point is like both those guys probably eat a ton of food at every meal. They're huge human beings. Do they... If DeJuan Jones orders a salad, does Tomlin just give him kind of the side eye?
No, I think Tomlin wants to see that. He wants to see from a man that big
restraint
that he's, even though he's at a very nice place, he's not going into the bread. He's not asking for the creme brulee afterwards.
DeJuan Jones reaches for the bread that comes with dinner. He sees Tomlin's eye kind of arch, pulls his hand back gently.
He's not asking for like a hollandaise sauce or something like that to add calories.
Do you just want the steak prices
Give us the steak prices.
We got a 14-ounce blackened strip steak for $80. 14-ounce New York strip for $67. 16-ounce Delmonico for $76, 22-ounce cowboy steak, $94.
What's the cowboy steak,
anything
does it say?
That's got to be bone-in.
22-ounce, 70-day dry-aged bone-in ribeye.
The dry age, man, that'll get the upcharge going.
And it gets a little funky, that taste and smell in a
$95 porterhouse that's 24 ounces.
Are they trying to get you for a filet mignon, which you should never
order? He hasn't brought up the filet yet.
Yeah, that's
so that's in the lower part here. The barrel-cut filet mignon, $80. That's 12 ounces.
Barrel cut? They just cut it with a barrel? A real sharp barrel.
Hell if I know. Petite filet mignon,
$59.
That's eight ounces.
Jones got. I think Jones said, give me the petite filet mignon.
Well, you know my theory on this. As long as none of them got the Wagyu beef.
How much is that?
Let's see. We have a 6-ouncer for $168, and then a cheaper one, 8 ounces for $160.
If you don't want to be drafted by the Steelers, or if you didn't, I would do that. Let's say you're one of these guys who, for whatever reason, didn't feel like coming to Pittsburgh.
Just get the big boy, get the most expensive item on the menu. What if they felt like they knew, they had done their homework on the city of Pittsburgh, DeJuan Jones orders a salad that asks for a side of French fries that he can dump on it. He's like, this will impress Mike Tomlin. Coach T will know that I'm serious about Pittsburgh.
You guys have any city chicken here?
Oh, Donnie, city chicken is what meat?
And just pork?
Just making sure, my friend. Just making sure you were on the ball.
I used to have that back in the day.
I hated that when I was a kid, and that's one of those things as an adult. My mom, like, randomly made it when I was home from college. I was like, I am so sorry.
Steelers haven't taken an Ohio State player since 2015.
Yes.
Doran Grant was
that
guy.
That worked out so well.
But they're all over Ohio State guys every year. The Paris Johnson thing, going out to dinner with him, is interesting because it seems like all the draft Knicks believe Johnson will be gone by the time the Steelers pick at 17.
Yep.
But I think you want to figure out with him, is this somebody that if we needed to move up a few spots, if there's a little mini slide, if Johnson goes from projected 8 or 9 or 10, mm-hmm. and he's still there at 11 or 12, and you think we got to jump up to 13 to prevent another team from taking him before us, this is what you do right now. This is what you're trying to figure out. Is he worth it? Is he that kind of player? If you have to give up your third-round pick to move up four spots for this guy, mm-hmm. would you do it? That's what they need to be. That's what they're scouting, in my opinion. That's what they're doing in Columbus right now. How good is Paris Johnson? If he's there at 17, it's a no-brainer. We take him. We do the moonwalk up to the podium and hand the piece of paper to Roger Goodell. Because he's probably, I love big Pete Skoronski, but Johnson is a true left tackle. No one is projecting him in another position.
Well, he and Broderick Jones are much the same. I think he's bigger. Jones is seen
he's
as
he's looked
more
at
athletic.
As better.
Johnson. Paris Johnson. Well, yes.
I know you have a soft spot for Jones.
I think
but
Jones is viewed as the highest ceiling guy.
But go by all the draft projections.
Yeah,
they
I know.
All think,
he's drafted
all think,
ahead of him.
They all think the big Johnson is going to go before Jones.
And in DeJuan Jones's case, I think it's maybe this guy's there at 32 if we go a different direction at 17, right? Isn't that what you're guessing there?
Yeah, maybe.
Like they
I don't
think
they'd take him
fall.
At 17.
No, I wouldn't want them to because he's a right tackle. You'd have to try to convert him.
Would
if you
be
really
okay
so.
With moving to 11 or 12 and giving up their third-round pick for a left tackle?
Not really.
No? Because what do you want to use that third-round pick on?
You might need it for a wide receiver.
Dulac wrote today he doesn't think the Steelers would take a wide receiver on even the second day of the draft.
So put that in ink, they will. I mean, why does he think that? They need one.
Bigger needs.
Jerry also, I think, said he would make their first three picks defense. In
yep,
his chat.
Corner defensive line.
And inside backer, I think.
Yeah.
So what's a bigger need? Wide receiver or what, Jack Campbell?
Hey, now, I like Jack Campbell, but you filled up the Jack Campbell spots. You've got Cole Holcomb, Olandon Roberts,
he also,
Mark Robinson
in
now.
That very same chat, he also said they're really hopeful about Calvin Austin being their third receiver. You can you-know-what in one hand, defecate, and wish in the and hope in the other hand. See which fills up faster.
Donnie, how would you feel about moving up to take Johnson and giving up a third-round pick?
As much as I love the offensive line and I want them to take one, I think I'd still just stay put.
And what if you don't end up with a tackle in the first round? You're okay with that?
So I think that's a reason why he took out both of those guys, because I think they're pretty confident that if they had to move back into the first round very late or just sit there at 32, they would take DeJuan Jones if they missed out on some of the top three.
But are they taking him then to be a right tackle? Because he is almost exclusively seen as such. I see people
he's
saying,
got the size of a left tackle,
I know,
though.
But does he have the athletic ability? Now, granted, at his size, you can just be 6'8", 360 or whatever, and you're very hard to get around in short order.
Well, let's ask
still.
Mike Renner that question when he joins us at 520. Mike is one of, I think, the growing draft experts. He's a guy whose stock is just skyrocketing. He doesn't.
If he
do-
were a pick in this year's draft, who would he be? If he were
Lucas Van Ness, maybe?
Wow.
Let's say that to him. And
Mike, see. If you were a pick in this year's draft, who would you be? And then Mike, you say Van Ness.
Mike doesn't do a lot of local shows, but he seems to like us for whatever reason.
Because we ask questions like that. Because Palazzolo said these guys are goofy. They're out there. They'll have fun with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And brought to you by the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. Always a good time to review your auto and home insurance with Buell. Like Florio in a few minutes, we'll ask him if he thinks that the Niners really did make an effort to sign Ben last year. Malzi, if I tell you something, will you promise not to tell Amanda?
Other than the fact that she's probably listening, yeah, my lips are sealed.
Donnie, do I have your word?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to France next week.
Congratulations.
I had one job: to take money and exchange it for euros.
How'd that go?
I went to the bank today. They said, sorry, you need 7 to 10 days. Now, what is that all about?
So you go
7 to 10 days.
You going credit card over there?
To
what are
process,
you going
to
do?
No, I don't know what I'm. That's what I'm saying. How does it take that long for a bank to take cash and give me euros? Do banks just not have euros? Where would they get them from?
Maybe U.S. banks don't have a ton of them. Maybe can you get euros over in France?
I don't know. I'm sure I can, but they're going to just
hit you with that euro upcharge.
Yeah,
it's going to be a euro step.
What was that? Was that a basketball joke? Yes.
No, it was actually a process by which they give you euros, but they charge you called the euro step. Has nothing to do with basketball. Yeah, you're screwed. She's going to be mad at you. Most importantly, what's your lie to her as to why you don't have this task completed?
I told her today that the bank recommended that I go to AAA to get it exchanged.
So now you're just piling lies on top of lies, at which point...
Do you think AAA can actually help with that?
I have no idea. I thought they just helped with roadside assistance, not currency exchange.
Can you still get... Well, they do travel. AAA is where I booked this trip, through them.
I feel like you should have thought about how long it takes to get euros before...
How long would you have assumed?
I would not have assumed anything.
But you just couldn't walk into a bank and say, I've got $1,000 American money. Can I just convert that to euros?
Here's what I would have assumed.
I do that with Canadian money all the time. Why can't you do that with the euro?
I would have assumed that I am an idiot, that whatever I think is the way this happens is probably not the way, and therefore that would have informed all of my decision-making. You're screwed.
Now,
she's going to be mad at you.
I have a question. I might have missed it right off the top, but when did she tell you to do this? What was the date?
Probably at least a month ago.
Yeah, she has reason to be mad then.
Yeah, you're...
Because if she's telling you then, she wanted you to do it right then and there, so there wasn't this issue.
Also correct. Would not call it great for old pony. And she's probably listening right now to hear him confess all this.
I could probably use my credit card the entire time I'm there.
Well, I think what you really don't have going for you is that you have made such a show of how you love going into the banks because of the human interaction, and she probably reasonably thought you would go to the bank regular customer.
I went in there, I had my cheery disposition, the smile on my face, was
my
excited.
My driver's license, all my forms
excited,
of identification.
Excited to chat up my teller of choice.
Uh-huh. And they told you...
7 to 10 business days.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're very screwed. You did a bad thing here. You procrastinated.
But I think it's ridiculous that in 2023, why do I need the other country's money to buy things when there's cards, there's Venmo, there's PayPal, all that stuff?
You don't need it. It sounds like you're going to be able to use your card and possibly some of those other things. But For Mr. Analog, I love the feeling of going to the teller and taking cash out. I would feel like using card is anathema.
The more
here.
I think about it, she's in the wrong.
Uh-oh.
Why do I even need cash on hand over there? Don't they always talk about – no, they don't tip in Europe, I don't think.
Mm.
The tip is in – gratuity is included.
In the price.
Yeah.
Are you going – you're going to be in France. I think they're still striking over there over the raising of the mandatory retirement age by 2 years.
What?
Oh, yeah, big trash strike over there. Like, there's just been trash sitting out in the streets of Paris because the trash – like – you realize, have you ever read anything about France? When they go on strike, they go on strike. Like,
so we're going to go over there and the entire country is going to be shut down.
Is roiled by upheaval, yes. Oh, yeah, they're pissed over there. It might smell worse than, I guess it doesn't smell normally, does it? No. It might smell really bad. Your baguettes might be a little bit less
crusty
and
delicious. And
the
last thing they want to do is deal with obnoxious Americans.
An ugly American, that's right. A man who couldn't even be bothered to bring euros. He has a card.
They probably won't even want to accept my card because the processing and things that have to be done for
that. How many times do you think you're going to encounter somebody in France who, like, interacts with you and then sort of spits out of the side of their mouth?
All right, Donnie's got info for us.
All right.
I have a friend who apparently just went outside of the country, and he said there was some sort of currency exchange right inside the airport.
But you know what? They're going to try to...
Again, why are they going to try to rook you?
Well, that's going to be the price you got to pay.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's
unfortunately.
That's your... I don't want to call it stupidity surcharge because I just think it's more procrastination, but that's going to be your surcharge, pal.
I'm going to blame the banks for this. The fact that I went in there...
But why is your wife going to believe you?
I was proactive. I went on a Wednesday when we leave Sunday.
It's not that proactive because banks are closed on the weekend.
How long would you think that it would...
I would take at least a week. I would give myself at least a week.
That still might not have been enough, Chris. They said 7 to 10 business days, so you would have been crap out of luck too.
It would have been 2 days better than you did, my friend. Oh, this trip is already just going swimmingly.
I'm going to blame this on the banks when I see her.
You're going to say, can you believe these banks? First Silicon Valley and now this bank?
Or I'm going to say, I went into the bank and they told me you can just use your card the entire time you're there.
Do you want a lie that might actually work?
Please.
Say, honey, I went in, they said under normal circumstances, Mr. Filippone, we'd have plenty of euros on hand.
But
the Silicon Valley bank crash has really depleted all of our funds, foreign and domestic. We can't do these exchanges as easy as we usually
See, now
can.
You got me worried about this strike, though, and I don't even think joking about that.
No, I'm not joking about the strike. Oh, no, they get real when they strike in France. They do general strikes where the whole country goes on strike.
Why don't they want to work a couple more years there?
Would you? Now, you work a fun job.
Oh, my God, I can't let Amanda see this. France's pension plan strikes explained. USA Today, 12 hours ago. Heaps of trash pile up on Paris streets.
So it's even more of a dump than it already is.
Oh, my God. Am I glad we had this discussion?
I legitimately can't let her see this, dude. She's going to have an anxiety attack over this.
And that's a shoot, brother.
She's going to have a panic attack over this.
You fly into Charles de Gaulle Airport. There's huge, hefty bags.
I guess Nice won't be very nice, huh?
These photos and TikTok show how the French have been protesting the retirement age rising. And it's just stuff on fire.
Oh, yeah. They get real. What is his name? Emmanuel Macron. They're not very happy with him.
Pedestrians walk past piles of trash bags in Paris's 5th district.
More like the 5th district.
Many streets in the capital are so piled with waste.
More like they're all number 2 district here.
I might have to cancel this trip. Or at least go somewhere. I don't know what to do now.
Honey, we can't go to Paris.
Balsy, I'm serious.
You've got to
see these pictures.
I've seen them. That's why I brought it up to you.
And they're mad because now they have to retire at 59?
No.
That's still young.
They currently retire at 62,
no,
I believe.
No, at 57, it says here.
I've seen 62, and they want to jack it up to 64, and they aren't taking this lying down.
At 336, I'm going to need some Voke on this trip to France next week. Clear thinking, mental focus, and good mood. You've got me in a bad spot with this, Chris.
You're on tilt now.
Now I'm reading King Charles.
What about him?
King Charles' trip to France, imperiled by violent strikes. If it's not good enough for the King of England, why is it going to be good enough for me next week?
Yeah, they should send old King Charles over there. Let him, you know, muck around with the common folk for a little bit. His dopey big
unions
ears.
In France warned of disruption during King Charles's visit. Trash everywhere.
Hold on. Speaking of
I don't have your I don't have euros. It's a disaster.
Speaking of trash everywhere, we just had a wedding cake get thrown in someone's face on Springer.
And the fans are loving it.
The guy looked like Greg Oden for a second in the crowd there.
Mike Florio is brought to you by JP Roofing. Mike, should I still go to France next week?
I thought when your guy was doing the segue, I thought it was going to be speaking of trash everywhere. Here's Mike Florio, so thank you for not doing that. Thank you. I didn't know you were going to France. Why would you go to France? What's in France that we don't have here?
Fresh baguettes.
Eiffel Towers, Versailles, things of that nature.
Yeah, that's about all I got.
Okay. Well, okay.
You're not a world traveler, Mike?
No. I don't have a passport. I need to get a passport.
You don't have a passport?
No. They play our show in London and the rest of the UK and Ireland on Sky Sports, so they've been wanting us to go over there because they think that we have a good British sensibility, so we need to go over there, but I need to get a passport.
A good British sensibility? Explain that a little bit more.
They think that we have the right kind of BS detector and we call it like it is and we just think the way they think and we view the NFL the way they do. We don't just blindly applaud everything. We're very skeptical and critical and snarky.
Oh,
and
okay. Now I get it.
So for the British way, they're looking at Good Morning Football and they're thinking too frou-frou, too much fun, too much light.
The quote that I've gotten from people in the UK is that Good Morning Football is too USA for the UK.
That's a slap right in Kyle Brandt's
take that, Brandt.
Big chiseled
jaw. Ivy League educated jerk. All right, Mike. Do you think Ben Roethlisberger really came close to signing with the 49ers?
I listened to what he said, and I don't think it was all that close. I think they were doing due diligence. Like, at what point would they have made the call? Was it just in the immediate aftermath of the Dolphins game when Jimmy Garoppolo got injured early? Brock Purdy took over. They still won the game. They ended up going with Brock Purdy. Like, where was it in the life cycle of the 2022 49ers that they activated the Ben Roethlisberger bat signal? And I guess that would be it. And what do you do? Do you want him there as a backup to Brock Purdy? Do you want to just insert him as the starter with no knowledge of the team, the offense, the players, anything? So
did he get asked that question, by the way, in that interview, like when it happened? Did that come up?
I don't know. I just listened to the clip that made its way to me because I clicked on a couple links and I tried to find the podcast and I realized it wasn't 93.7 The Fan, so I wasn't going to listen to it. So I don't know the answer to that. But the clip I did listen to, it made me think it was all very preliminary. And maybe it was preliminary because he wasn't interested. If he would have been very interested, then maybe it would have happened. But I feel like one of these days, one of these retired quarterbacks is going to come back for a Roger Clemens half season. I thought Brett Favre was going to do it 12 years ago. I think Tom Brady could do it at some point under the right circumstances. But we've seen a couple of these guys now. Drew Brees almost came back late 2021 when he was working for NBC, when the Saints had guys that were either injured and or on the COVID list, and there was a Monday night game against the Dolphins, and he almost came back for that.
Did Philip Rivers try to come back to the Niners and get rebuffed to that effect? Because I think Rich Eisen said that Rivers basically said, hey, do you want me to come back? And they said, thanks, but no thanks.
Well, Rivers then backed off on that. And Eisen was rattling off rumors he'd heard at the scouting combine, so he wasn't really reporting it as fact. It's just that's what the talk was. So, again, they it worked out for them. Now, it would have been nice to have one more quarterback active, no matter who it was, during the NFC Championship game. But I'd love to know at what point in the season they thought we need, if it got to that, Ben or Phillip Rivers or someone else. Was it as simple as after Trey Lance breaks his ankle in week two and it's Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy, did they want a buffer between Garoppolo and Purdy? I'd just love to know exactly when. And maybe it came up somewhere during that interview, and now I guess I'm going to have to go find it and listen to it again. You know, I'm just too lazy to go find the thing. I get lost, and then I got to listen to it. I hate having to actively listen because I start paying attention to other things, and then I got to, you know, you got to click that button and go back and listen again. So
you think Ben could have thrived with the Niners had he actually somehow that actually happened, Mike? How do you think it turns out on the field?
You never know when Father Time wins for good, right? We don't know unless we see the Willie Mays moment. Kyle Shanahan is a very good offensive coach, though, and I think he would have adapted his system to fit Ben Roethlisberger, his lack of knowledge and the fact he's kind of learning it on the fly, and you build in a little bit more and a little bit more. And that is such a run-based offense. A lot of what he would have been doing is just handing the ball off. That's one of the things Shanahan does when it's time to game plan for a defense and attack the next opponent. He and this is something Chris Sims knows very well because he and Shanahan are close friends. Shanahan begins by coming up with the plan in the run game. How do I beat this defense with the run? And the pass kind of flows from that.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, our guest. In the last minute, the Browns have traded for Jets wide receiver Elijah Moore. He goes there with the 74th pick for the 42nd pick. So it's a third and more for a second. The Jets needed to trade more because they signed Mecole Hardman to a one-year deal today. What are they going to have to give up, Mike, to get Aaron Rodgers in New York?
Green Bay wants the 13th overall pick in this year's draft and more. And I think they want something that's tied to the possibility of Rodgers playing in 2024. We've all just kind of shrugged at the Packers' demands, like, well, it's Aaron Rodgers. You should give up a lot for him. You know, they ultimately got a third-round pick for Brett Favre 15 years ago from the Jets. And I think that deal was easier to do because it came to a head after that year's draft. So you're getting him training camp 2008. The next draft is 2009. Let's do a pick based upon how much he plays and how well the Jets do in 2008. It could have gone up to a first-round pick if Favre had taken 80% of the snaps and they'd gone to the Super Bowl. It landed at a third-rounder because it was between – I think 50 and 70% of the snaps. So no, they didn't make the playoffs. That's what kept it from going to a third rounder or to a second rounder, excuse me. So something like that would be fair. And I wrote today, and I've been banging this drum for the past couple of days now, you know, the Jets just need to, at some point, say to the Packers, what else are you going to do? Like, are you going to pay him $60 million if he comes back? You need him to retire or you need to trade him? He doesn't want to accept the trade anywhere else. And even though he doesn't have a no-trade clause, if he doesn't want to play for another team, that other team isn't just going to trade for him. So I just think the Jets need to be more aggressive with the Packers. Because the 13th overall pick, that's too much for a guy that you don't want and who doesn't want to be there. You've moved on from Aaron Rodgers. To expect the 13th overall pick, I think, is unreasonable. To expect a first-round pick next year if they get to the Super Bowl, that's a different story altogether. And my guess would be the Jets would be happy to give up a first-round pick if that means they will have gotten to the Super Bowl this year. So the Packers are willing to wait until the 2023 draft. The Jets need to say to the Packers, we're willing to wait until training camp. We're willing to wait until week one if we have to, because by week one, they have to move him off the roster, and they can't cut him. The only way to avoid that $60 million is to trade him.
So when does this actually happen, this deal, Mike? If you had to guess, because you just named two very different dates, when do you think Aaron Rodgers is actually playing for the New York Jets?
My guess is that cooler heads will prevail between now and the draft. And one of the things that we need to take into account, Arizona this weekend, all the teams get together, the owners get together. Mark Murphy and Woody Johnson could possibly get together over a beer or a cocktail or something and just work this out. Let's just work this out. It's what everyone wants. Let's work it out. But the challenge with any of these moves, both sides have to agree when the deadline is. What is the deadline? And the Packers could say the draft, and the Jets could say training camp, and maybe it becomes training camp. So I'd like to think it gets done by the draft, but if it doesn't get done by the draft, I think it gets done at the start of camp. And again, at some point, the Jets have to be firm with the Packers, and Rodgers has to say, if you don't do this, you have to deal with me in camp at a time when you're trying to move forward to Jordan Love.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Mike, what do you think it's going to take for Odell Beckham Jr. to sign with someone?
He's going to have to accept the fact that he's not going to get paid the kind of money he's looking for. And I could see him he should just do a one-year deal. And get the most he can and do something that's a blend of salary plus extra payment based upon how many games he plays, how many catches he has, how much he's able to be effective. So maybe do almost like Baker Mayfield, $4 million and you can double it to $8 million, or $5 million and you can double it to $10 million. He wants a lot more than that. And he bristled at, and I wasn't the only one who reported this, there have been multiple reports he wants $20 million a year. And I never said I want $20 million a year. Well, okay, the top 15 receivers in the NFL, 15 highest paid receivers, are at $20 million. So do you not think you're one of the top 15 receivers in the NFL? I mean, it's not that hard to do the logic on Odell Beckham to say, well, you should want $20 million or damn close to it if you still think you're this good. And I think he may just have to do that one-year deal or do a long-term deal that has a major balloon payment after 1 year so it looks good when he signs it. If he's into the perception, oh, long-term deal with whoever, and it looks like it's 5 years, $95 million or whatever, you know, something close to 20, but it's actually a one-year reasonable deal, and after 1 year, the team has to decide whether or not to pick it up for the rest of the way.
Mike, it sure seems like the Steelers are way out on OBJ. Should they be way in on him? How much of a fit would that be?
I think they're fine with the guys they have, and you know, remember, they still have the secret sauce on how to go out and draft receivers. So you got a draft coming up with a lot of younger and cheaper guys.
Do they
guys.
Have that secret sauce, or was that secret sauce, as much as it somewhat pains me to say this, the fact that they had a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Well, I think that they know how to find good receivers, and it does help to have a great quarterback. You know, it's the old Joe Montana, Jerry Rice conversation, who makes who great, and in the end they both do. But there are plenty of teams that have great quarterbacks that have struggled with receivers. Look what the Patriots did all those years when Brady was there, struggled to find good receivers. I think that Kevin Colbert came up with some sort of top secret criterion that they're very humble about and very, very, as they should be, protective of, but they know how to find receivers. And the receiver position is becoming like the running back position in that every year you can find guys in the draft. All those 7-on-7 camps that they're using to develop quarterbacks, all those passes being thrown at those 7-on-7 camps, someone's catching them. Receivers are developing as well. And we may be moving toward a point where, hey, why do we need to spend a lot of money on a receiver? We can just go find a guy round 2, round 3, round 4, wherever, and we can develop him into a good player.
Mike, is Lamar Jackson going to play in Indianapolis next year?
I doubt that the Colts would make a move on him. I think that it would be a situation where if they don't get the guy they want at number 4, if they get leapfrogged by a team that trades up with the Cardinals and the draft goes quarterback, 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 and those are the 3 guys that the Colts would have wanted and they don't want the 4th one, then maybe they use that pick and would consider trying to pursue Lamar Jackson after the draft. Because after the 2023 draft, if you sign him to an offer sheet and the Ravens don't match, then it's the 2024 and 2025 first-round picks that go to the Ravens. But the thing is, I think it's as big of an impediment as anything in this reluctance by teams to go after Lamar Jackson. I think it's a stew of factors. And yes, the 5-year fully guaranteed expectation is one of them. I think teams believe the Ravens are going to match. So why would you go do the Ravens' work for them? Why would you do for the Ravens what they've been unable to do? We're going to negotiate a long-term deal with Lamar Jackson, and then the Ravens see the terms, and they say, thank you very much. We've been trying 2.5 years to do this, and we couldn't do it. Thank you. And they get nothing. You get nothing. If you're the team that signs them to the offer sheet and the Ravens match it, you get nothing other than the disruption, potentially, that comes from everyone knowing you signed Lamar Jackson to an offer sheet. You know, I've been saying the Lions should do it, but what if they do it and they don't get him? Then they have Jared Goff, and it looks like Jared Goff is the guy they don't want anymore. I mean, hell, but not that it didn't work out for the Falcons, but the Falcons last year had to unload Matt Ryan when they didn't get Deshaun Watson. And the Browns had to boomerang back around and offer Deshaun Watson 5 years fully guaranteed because they pissed off Baker Mayfield when they went after Deshaun Watson. So it just adds to the overall complexity of it, and I'm going to be surprised if anyone does it.
Is there any dark horse team you could see that hasn't been connected to this, though, emerging? I've seen San Francisco just tossed out there.
New England. People in Boston are talking
about
it.
So New England, Tennessee, and San Francisco, Mike, you hearing anything about any of those 3 cities?
I can't see San Francisco after they gave up a total of 3 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick for Trey Lance, and they still don't know what he's going to be. And I also think the 49ers are a team to watch next year for Kirk Cousins because he's due to become a free agent. and Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan has admitted that he didn't scout Patrick Mahomes in 2017 when the 49ers had the second pick in the draft because Shanahan was convinced he was getting Cousins the next year. So I'd say the Patriots would be the ones to watch just because of this model that I suggested. Wait until after the draft. Patriots have the 14th pick this year. That's too high because it doesn't have to be a first-round pick of any level. It's just your first-round pick. So 24 and 25, especially if they have Lamar Jackson, Patriots will be picking lower. I could see them try it. And I could also see them not caring about working out the offer sheet. They did that with Emmanuel Sanders. Remember that, like 10 years ago when he was a restricted free agent? They signed him to like a one-year offer sheet and the Steelers matched it. So, you know, if it lights a fire under Mac Jones a little bit, so be it. But, you know, I don't think anybody is going to credibly claim that Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. And I could see Bill Belichick being fascinated by the possibility of working with Lamar. But I think the Ravens would be even more inclined to match an offer sheet that Lamar Jackson was signed with the Patriots. I mean, there's still a lot of acrimony between those two teams.
A man without a passport, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, beloved in Great Britain. Thank you, Mike.
Enjoy France. Enjoy France.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.